integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Holly Lucille is out training, teaching, and educating. She is educating the public. She is teaching physicians. We can't just do it all here at Radio MD. We will do our best, but we got to go out and we got to press the palms and we have to educate the public. Holly is out doing that, and I am attempting to fill those giant shoes here at Radio MD. One quick note I want to make. Our former tri-host or co-host, Lisa Davis, is working with David Pollack on another station here, on another show, at Radio MD. Take a listen. Lisa Davis will bring you some wonderful wonderful guests. Her knowledge itself, and she is getting ready to publish her book along with David Pollack, are wonderful. It is one of quickly grown to one of my two or three favorite shows in my, and I don't like to listen to medical shows too often, but it is absolutely one of my new favorite medical shows. My wife is enjoying it. We are doing real well with it. Lisa Davis, congratulations, and continue bringing that wonderful information to the public. And the winner of the best overall diet is, I mean, isn't it a big competition? Every day there's a new book. I was trying to just list them all. South Beats, Atkins, Scarsdale, Low Fat, Low Carb, Malibu, Medifast, Weight Watchers, Jenny Craig, Paleo, Caveman, Glycemic Index. Everybody wants to ask me what the best diet is. That question in itself is a problem. I'm going to tell you what I think the best is in a second, okay? But the key with diet, number one, is to avoid the word diet. The word diet means deprivation to a lot of people. When they hear the word diet, they think what they can't include. So then the winner of the best overall nutritional lifestyle, way of eating, the answer is the Mediterranean diet. Okay. Now the Mediterranean diet was a fad 30 years ago, was a fad 20 years ago, 10 years ago, sort of comes in and out. And now, again, the Mediterranean diet supplemented with extra virgin olive oil or tree nuts substantially reduce the risk of suffering cardiovascular death, myocardial infarction, which is also called a heart attack, or a stroke. And this was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. Now, I've got to say that I don't, in the world of journals, New England Journal of Medicine does not hold a high value to me. I think that there are other journals that are a little bit more neutral. But it is very interesting when a way of eating shows up in a very typical, more pharmacology-based, more Western medicine-based journal. Listeners, the Mediterranean diet is not going to go away. And we look at what the Mediterranean diet is. It's the way they eat more in countries like Greece and Italy and areas of the Mediterranean. And when you look at it, it's a food pyramid that is very, very different. The very, very bottom are things like vegetables, fruits, and with the very, very top, you will have meats. And the meats that they eat, and if anybody's ever been to a good Italian restaurant, you'll see very thin slices of carpaccio. You will see, this isn't the ossobuco, okay? The ossobuco meat crowd, that's up by Switzerland. That's not Mediterranean. What you have is wonderful olive oils, nuts and seeds. So this is where those pine nuts come from, the pinoli nuts. This is where there is never a bad oil. They don't cook with oil. These oils are all put on salads and vegetables and things like that. So you have some grains in this diet, and you have to be careful with the breads, and you have to be careful with the pastas and all that. There is some grains in there. There are whole grains. They're multigrains. They are not the white bread that we see in America. They are also, by their nature, incredibly low gluten. This is not because they are made low gluten. It is because they're made low gluten. There's also quite a variety of nuts. We mentioned pine nuts. There is walnuts, almond, and hazelnuts in there. Now, here's the thing. Western people confuse this with a low-fat diet. It's not necessarily a low-fat diet. It's a great fat diet. There is another fad again. The China study, Eccleston, I, as a cardiologist, as a naturopathic doctor, I strongly disagree with the China diet. The China diet says no fat, basically, and no fat will reverse heart disease. Yes, this is true. No fat can reverse heart disease, but it can also cause a variety of other problems, including cognitive problems and, in my opinion, cancer. So I do not like the zero fat diet. Our bodies are built to have some carbohydrate. And we're not talking about white bread and sugar. We are talking about vegetables and fruits. Our body is built to have some fats, some proteins, and a little bit of sugar. These are the four constituents of our body. And in the Malibu diet, in the Mediterranean diet, you are getting all of those constituents. You are getting all of those oils. And from the Lyon Diet Heart Study, which was 30 years ago, talking about reductions in heart attacks and strokes of up to 50%, to now a study finished in 2011 and posted in 2013, you have the best diet. Now, is that the best diet for you? Maybe not. This is the problem. Dr. Weiss, would you give us a straight answer? I know, I can see my listeners are pounding the desk. You want to write down, Decker says this diet, but a Mediterranean diet is not a weight loss diet. A Mediterranean diet, it was somebody who is at a good, healthy weight, who is a non-diabetic. Then I think it is a very good diet. I think it is by far the best diet. I can't eat a typical Mediterranean diet. I have to battle my weight. No one wants an overweight cardiologist, let's face it. And I battle weight. And I have gone up 25 pounds and down 25 pounds in my life. If I ate a standard Mediterranean diet, I would have a very, very hard time with it. So I've combined some of the attributes of more of the caveman diet with it, where I have a higher protein intake, but I also have, and I avoid the grains. I don't eat many grains. I keep the breads and pastas and chips out of my diet. But I also incorporate something from the Mediterranean diet that is not in the caveman or paleo diet, which is beans. And beans are getting a bad name right now. As people are moving over to these paleo and caveman diets, which is basically hunter-gatherer diets, what people as cavemen diets could eat. They could eat, pull fruit off trees. They could pull a carrot out of the ground. They could find an animal and scavenge the animal. They could catch a fish occasionally. That's what they ate. They didn't process grains and bake bread back then. So that's what these caveman paleo diets are based on. But it leaves the bean family out. It leaves all the fruits and vegetables, including green beans, in. But it leaves that out. I think the beans belong in it. So here's some just dietary facts I want to close with. I believe in the Mediterranean diet, but it's not great for losing weight. But here's some characteristics of everybody's journey to find their diet. Make sure to rotate your foods. Don't eat the same thing every day. Less processed, more organic. All of your dietary choices should lean towards anti-inflammatory lifestyle. Translated, good oils like the Mediterranean diet, that good fresh organic olive oil, and also keeping the fried or trans fats out. I believe that it out of South Beach, Atkins, Scarsdale, Malibu, Medifest, all of these, I believe the best diet to be Mediterranean. But if you are diabetic or if you are somebody that needs to lose weight, look at blending some of these paleo and caveman attributes into your Mediterranean diet as you pull out
60.
The grains. So I do believe that the Mediterranean diet's good, but you can add some of these other factors in. But the rotating of your foods, please understand, whatever means you're doing, don't eat blueberries every day, every third day. Don't eat chicken every day. Don't eat salmon every day. Rotate those foods. Less processed, more organic will also mean 30. More of an anti-inflammatory lifestyle. So we have solved the question. And the winner of the best overall diet is the Mediterranean diet. It has been hanging around for over 30 years. We now have new research again showing how absolutely fantastic this is at reducing risk of stroke and heart attack. Unprecedented. Yeah. Let's face it, those Italians and Greeks are pretty smart. And we are learning from them here at Radio MD because our job is to keep you well.